There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Don was on a ghost hunt at a haunted LA Fitness, where Brad was doing CrossFit all alone. His squats opened a wormhole, and that's what led them here. The trap inside a magic studio. The adventures of Bradley and Don. Bradley and Dawn.
A Mike Ganger production.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn on My Talk 107.1. It's a special day. We have a special report and we require this.
What is that?
Unsolved mysteries of the unknown. But it's probably aliens or ghosts.
Bradley. It's aliens!
It's aliens, Bradley. What's going on with this dude and who is he?
Okay, so maybe you haven't heard the headlines, dear listeners. However, a whistleblower has come forward. An intelligence official in the United States government says the United States of America, that's the good old US of A, has retrieved craft of a non-human origin. A.K.A. aliens. Well, okay, that's an extrapolation.
And?
Or what we now call a UAP.
I don't like that. I'm just going to continue to say UFO.
You do, you
because I can't remember what it stands for. And I think it's just sort of
unidentified aerial phenomena.
All right.
Regardless, this is what Mr. David Charles Grush, 36, a decorated former combat officer in Afghanistan, a veteran of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, NGA, and the National Reconnaissance, a lot of letters,
that's fine.
National Reconnaissance Office, NRO. He served as the Reconnaissance Office's representative of the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force.
Uh-oh.
And he was the NGA's co-lead for the UAP analysis and its representatives to the task force.
That's just not some guy working at the Pentagon.
So this is not just some guy's like, aliens. I heard somebody talking.
Yeah, someone, I was cleaning the bathroom at the Pentagon and somebody told me.
Yeah. In fact, I want you to hear what he actually said, because it was, first of all, this was first reported at what's called the debrief. I don't know the debrief from Adam, but this was the original reporting. He talked to two reporters. They did this piece at the debrief. We can put that in our show links page if you want to read the whole thing. But then he shows up on News Nation, which is a cable news network. And here's what the reporter says. Now, it's about a minute. So, you know, tuck in or buckle in.
Oh, it's fine.
Relax. Just sit back and enjoy. You're going to hear a reporter set it up. And then you're going to hear David himself speaking to another reporter who conducted this interview. And just a piece of it we'll address when we come back.
Grush alleges the U.S. government has recovered non-human craft for decades. He's filed a whistleblower complaint saying he gave what he calls the classified proof to Congress and the Intelligence Community Inspector General. News Nation has confirmed David Grush's credentials and resume. We've not seen or verified the alleged proof he says he's provided to investigators. He says he can't show us the proof for national security reasons. He also tells us he's not seen photos of the alleged craft himself, but has talked extensively with other intelligence officials who have.
If you're right, if you're telling us the truth, everyone, the entire American public, has been lied to for decades.
Yeah, there's a sophisticated disinformation campaign targeting the U.S. populace, which is extremely unethical and immoral.
You are saying to the human race, for the first time, an official intelligence representative at a high level from the U.S. government is saying publicly, we are not alone.
We're definitely not alone. Absolutely, the data points empirically that we're not alone, yeah.
Do we have bodies? Do we have species of
Well, naturally, when you recover something that's either landed or crashed, sometimes you encounter dead pilots. And believe it or not, as fantastical as that sounds, it's true.
Aliens! We got bodies, Dawn! We don't just have a craft. We got bodies!
Yes.
Big googly eyes.
Listen.
Little green men.
He says he's talked to people who have seen this stuff. But it's like, but you yourself haven't seen it. So,
but he said bodies.
I know. I really want this to be true. I just think until we have those people come forward and talk about what they have seen, then and right now what is happening is that they're just scrambling to move everything.
They're literally like,
they're like, hey,
let's find a deeper hole to bury this stuff in.
Let's just go ahead and move it back to Area 51 because that's where it was to begin with. And
somebody down at Area 51, keep an eye on any incoming planes.
Let's put it in plain sight, okay? Put it in a shed.
So I just want to address, so what you're doing is being skeptical, which is awesome because that's exactly what I did. When I first saw the story, I'm like, oh, here we go. Here's another story in the Daily Mail about aliens, right? Mm. But then I went to the original reporting, right? So I went and listened to an interview with the reporters who interviewed him. And they were like, look, we don't know about this body thing because he didn't talk about any of this when we interviewed him. So I don't know where that's coming from, but we stand by our reporting, which is that he said he was privy to knowledge that there is evidence of these non-human spacecraft technology, right? But that's saying something very specific that it's also not saying, which is nobody's saying aliens. And also he, in his own interview, which again is different from the first story, right? In the second interview, the one that we just heard where he talks about bodies, I'm like, okay, but just because, and he's like, well, because, you know, if there's an alien spacecraft, maybe something had to fly it here, and so then you're going to have bodies.
Of course, there's going to be bodies inside.
And it's like, except if the aliens didn't fly, have you heard of a drone? So I'm just saying, like, again, this sounds like speculation, or at the very best, secondhand knowledge,
it's AKA
somebody told you, and you, again, it could be true.
And you saw documents.
Absolutely.
And he presented those to Congress.
And the proof, again, and what it sounds like in the initial reporting is that there was evidence of, or there is a attempt to, and this is what his whistleblower complaint is about, obfuscate and deny and cover up the existence of that material. But it's not the material itself, right? So, like, he's credible. He certainly believes he's seen the evidence that he needs.
And he's turned over the paperwork.
Well, he has filled out the whistleblower paperwork and, you know, checked all the boxes showing why he believes that this is a cover up and that the government is being misled. And without getting into like too much of the weeds, because when you start to read, you're like, oh, God, there's all these committees, because Congress really has tried to give people in the government tools to kind of reveal this stuff.
Sure.
But you can imagine that there are all sorts of different interests coming from different directions that are trying to protect their own knowledge, but they're also trying to protect their own reputation. And so things get really murky very quick. But at the end of the day, I think you can just distill down to the fact that here's a very credible guy who firmly believes that the government is in possession of technology and material that did not come from humans. You can't even say that it came from another planet, though. Maybe there's aliens on Earth.
Maybe they live here.
Yeah, and they've maybe been they're here lizard the whole people time. Who've been in the ocean.
Or
in secret bases.
Underground. And
the mole people. Or maybe they're on a mountain in Antarctica where they don't have mountains, but, you know, like somewhere up high is a Yeti. I'm being facetious. But again, it's fascinating. There's something there. But what it is yet, I don't think we can say we know for sure.
I love this because he's saying flat out, like, they have it. I've seen the documents saying they have it. I've talked to people who have seen it.
And he's credible. He's like credible. A guy who's been working with this stuff for years. So unless somebody's taking him on a wild goose chase, he's a stand-up guy, decorated veteran.
And I was talking earlier this morning on a different podcast I do, the Krabby Coffee Shop, that we talked about, or Kenny, he said that that they have another person who's currently employed in the government, in intelligence, who has corroborated this information. And he still has a job with the government. So I'm like, ooh, that's dangerous. So I don't know what his name is, and I'll try to dig up that article to put on our show links page. But how do you feel about, do you think it's a good idea? Kenny thinks that this is just a big diversion, that they're just, the government is using this because something else is going on, and they say, hey, look over here.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, that wouldn't be beyond the realm of possibility, but I'd say, what's your evidence of that?
Yeah.
Right. Like it's a great theory.
Yeah.
But I would just say, like, what are you, because that's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not, again, but it's like the aliens thing. Like, I'm all, like, people want to distill this down, like, aliens, no aliens. Okay, that seems reductive. I would argue, great, show me the proof. The hardest part that I had, or the biggest barrier between me and accepting the fact that there are, like, green men on Earth and spacecraft is, do you really want me to believe that the United States government has been able to keep secrets from people for this long?
Oh, yeah.
A government which really can't keep much of anything secret. I mean, think about all the stuff we've learned about what goes on behind the scenes over the, you know, last 8 to 12 years, particularly. The amount of leakers and people... Just, and then you find out cover-ups decades later.
Oh, sure.
And then you'd want me to believe, because as part of this reporting, the allegation is that this is not just a U.S. phenomenon, because, again, you wouldn't think that, like, the aliens are just dropping into our territory, mm-hmm. that there are other governments who have material like this as well.
Of course.
So and then now I have to forward, believe.
Yeah.
So now I have to believe that not only has the U.S. government been so successful at doing something in this one area that it hasn't been successful in doing for decades in other areas, is now coordinating or at simultaneously doing the same thing in other governments. Like, other governments are able to keep all of these secrets. Like, not one piece of, like, actual material has been public. So that's the, like, skeptical part of me that keeps going, sure, I'm open to the idea, but why do we have nothing?
Because it's behind 16 vaults that only a couple of people know the combination to.
But, like, don't you think one of those people would end up spilling the beans because they are holding
on? Nowadays, yes. Back in the day, no way.
Sure, but it's 2023.
People were told, you'll take this to your death. You know what I'm saying? And they're like, I have taken an oath to take this to my death.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's unethical for the government to keep this from us if it is indeed true?
Well, yeah, only because the government is us. So, like, you're not keeping anything from us. People. We are the government.
And are you afraid, if you were on the inside of this and you know how people in general react to things or what's going on already in our world,
have
do
you
feel like
world?
It's a good idea to keep it from people because of the chaos it would cause?
I don't think it would cause any more chaos. Like, I really don't. I think that's a great, like, movie script that, like, sure. people are going to run screaming from theaters.
They're afraid of what the public will
the
do.
The world doesn't, the United States, there are bigger scary things going on that are actually real. I mean, we just went through a devastating pandemic that killed millions of people worldwide.
I guarantee you people care more about aliens, unfortunately, than they did that. This would be the biggest thing, you know, because there are people that are like, oh, that didn't exist and all this kind of stuff. I think that people would be so interested in this and they would go try to find it. Like, thousands and thousands of people would be moving towards all these places that they think are secret bases. It would break down society. And they don't want that to happen. It's barely on the verge of happening.
Again,
now.
I think that makes for a great plot in a movie. I just
don't think that's
the
real?
Government. No, I don't think the government has shown itself capable of keeping anything from us.
Okay, so but we're talking about two different things. Let's just suppose that it's true.
Yeah.
And they are hiding it from us.
Yeah. Oh, I see. I think the government lies to us.
Yes.
And I think as a general.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC.
We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Rule, that's a bad idea.
Okay, so you think that it's good, that it would be good for them to say, yeah, we have it.
Here it's not some... about it being good or, what do you mean, good for humanity?
Yeah.
I don't know, any more than any science would be good or bad for humanity.
The
nuclear bomb. I mean, we should give humans the ability to destroy themselves within seconds. We did that and we're still here.
Yeah. This is just information, though. The power of information. It's a really interesting thing, and I hope we hear more and more about it.
Oh, we're absolutely. And that's one of the things about this particular story. And again, if you're just joining us, about this former intelligence official, he has filed a legitimate whistleblower claim that will now be adjudicated by the federal government.
Yes.
So this is not something that will just be covered up. They will in turn have to determine whether his claims were real or not.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means the bottom line is that means there will be receipts, mm-hmm. right? Like, we will find out what happens in this case. That doesn't mean we're going to find out what the government has. It just means that the government will have to address this issue in a way.
They'll have to answer to it. And our representatives in Congress hopefully will be like, tell us what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's a fascinating story. Again, we'll put up that link to the initial report on our show links page. And when we come back, Mike, I know you've got at least one or two stories in there for Dirt Alert.
Oh, yeah. I got a couple.
When we return right here on Mike.
Fit at First Equity.
I need a hero.
Hey, my talkers, Bradley here for my good friends at Hero. Call Hero.com. So look, if you've got issues with your air conditioner, Hero is the place to call. But even if you don't have issues with your air conditioner, call them for a tune-up. That AC tune-up is just $69. That $69 gets you a lot of things. In addition to the fact that it gets you that five-star level of service that only Hero can provide. And trust me when I tell you, we've had them out to our house many, many times. They are not like everybody else. You get what you pay for, and you are paying for professionalism, decades, well over 100 years of experience. Not only that, but that $69 is also going to get you a 365-day no-breakdown guarantee for a full year. If there's anything wrong with that air conditioning, you just pick up the phone and call Hero. Call Hero.com, whether it's AC or, frankly, really anything else going wrong with your home. Don't forget to tell him Bradley sent you.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
It's time to get all the latest in entertainment with the Dirt Alert and Mike.
Yeah, we'll start things off with CNN and the breaking news that Chris Licht is out as the CEO of CNN.
Bye! Oh, his days were numbered.
David Zaslav met with Warner Brothers Discovery staffers in their normal editorial call, and according to a few people familiar with the situation, was told that Zaslav informed Licht that he is no longer able to stay in that role, which he assumed last May.
Okay. So, and does that mean he'll be able to do something else, or he just needs to not stay in the role and not stay in the building?
It seems like he's just going to be gone.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's done.
He's done.
By all accounts, I was reading a little bit about this morning. By all accounts, this was an uphill battle for him to begin with. And perhaps he was given a role that was beyond his experience. I mean, his previous job was like leading the Colbert Stephen Colbert show.
Okay.
And so like to go from a show to a network seemed like a big ask. And then there was that piece in The Atlantic, which kind of roasted the crap out of him. Where the reporter had been with him, I think, like for over a year and basically did not paint a very flattering picture.
Ooh.
And by all accounts, also ratings have been, you know, down. They've gotten rid of some key people. Uh-huh. I mean, it sounds like people were not particularly pleased with his work.
Okay.
Trying to reinvent themselves and kind of represent how mm-hmm. they share the news. And none of those were really working too well. So, yeah, that article you talked about kind of referred to him as aloof and thin-skinned in comparison to his predecessor, Jeff Zucker. So that was the big breaking news in the world there of entertainment, as that's news entertainment there. The Tribeca Film Fest is coming up, and we now know some of the musical acts because there's a lot of music components involved with that show, which is going to start today, and this year's guests include performances from Paul McCartney, John Mellencamp, and Diplo. There's also going to be documentaries that focus on Biz Markie, Milli Vanilli, Alicia Keys, Gloria Gaynor, and more.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's all going to be happening with several interviews from some of these individuals as well, and some great performances.
Okay, they've turned it into a music festival as well.
Basically, yes. Okay. So Film Fest is getting set and again kicks off today. Chris Hemsworth recently caught up with GQ and chatted a little bit about the fact that he doesn't like when other directors say Marvel aren't movies or isn't true, you know, cinema, if you will.
He
said it's pretty depressing. He's like, Martin Scorsese and Quentin Tarantino are two of my biggest heroes, and I absolutely love and would honor the opportunity to work with them. And then to hear him say things like that, it's pretty sad.
Well, but what I did also glean from the headlines mm-hmm. that I saw about this particular story was that he did call Thor's story arc or those movies got a little silly.
Yeah, he went on in that article and talked to that, especially he referenced the Love and Thunder, the final one, the fourth one, Thor Love and Thunder. He's like, it was a completely different movie. Yeah. I don't like the tone that the movie
took. He's thoughtful about it, is my point, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he's not just saying this because, you know, I mean, obviously he's protective of his franchise,
sure.
but he thinks clearly about it in a way that's not just one-sided or, you know, superficial.
And I can tell you who he can blame for that, James Gunn, because the popularity of Guardians of the Galaxy and how jokey it was changed superhero films.
Oh, sure. That was step one. And then Taika Waititi taking over the Thor franchise. He's the one who basically turned it into what Ragnarok was mm-hmm. and then took it and maybe jumped the shark with Love and Thunder, if you ask me. So.
Yeah, I think he's Taika Waititi does so many things. There's no way that you can be one person and do all of that. Mm-hmm. I just think in general, it was like everything that he was involved with, like what we do in the shadows and some of the Star Wars stuff. Well, a lot of the Star Wars stuff.
Don't even get
and
me
then
started.
Just like the pirate one. I mean, it was like everything had Taika Waititi in it. And I'm like, how can
kind of like
J.J.
Abrams? I mean, again, like sometimes I don't need you to do all the things.
Oh, sure.
I was going to reference also the dudes behind Game of Thrones, that final season. They started taking on roles for basically Star Wars is ruining everything.
Do you know what's behind all of those is that they get away from the initial story and try to create it in their own image, which is, you know, good luck to you. And by the way, they got paid. It's fine.
Yeah.
Ryan Johnson.
Those of us who are fans maybe aren't so pleased about it.
There you go. All right. I think that's all we got time for.
Mike, thank you so much for those beautiful bits of dirt during our Dirt Alert today. But when we come back, do you have any beautiful bits of gossip?
Ooh, yes. Ooh, lots of beautiful bits for you.
We got the juicy bits of gossip in the form of blind items when we return right here on My Talk 107.1.
A blast.
My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
The Little Blind Spot.
Hey guys, Bradley here with great news from my friends at Little Blind Spot and Hunter Douglas. Not only do select Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades qualify for a U.S. federal tax credit of up to $1,200, but you can save even more money with rebates on Duet Honeycomb Shades with PowerView Automation now through July 31st. Get a $150 rebate when you buy four Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades with PowerView Automation and receive a $38 rebate for each additional unit with PowerView. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Now is the time to take advantage of some major credits and rebates. Hunter Douglas Duet Honeycomb Shades are amazing and available in many fabrics, including light filtering, room darkening, and blackout shading options. Visit the Little Blind Spot showroom in downtown Hopkins today and let their experts help you through every step of the process. Or check them out online at littleblindspot.com. And don't forget to tell them Bradley sent you.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1. It is time to get to those juicy bits of gossip with the name left out.
Blinded by the item.
Let's do it. We'll start off with this one. I have talked a lot in the past about this husband of an A-list singer, soon-to-be movie actress, and how he cheats on her. Apparently now there's video proof of him and a woman at a club that is not a family member, and he's nuzzling and touching and kissing her.
Oh, no.
A soon-to-be movie? That's a curious...
A-list singer, soon-to-be movie actress.
And this is a not just a... This is a husband-wife...
Husband, yep.
Okay.
Husband, yep.
So, it's not Lady Gaga, because she's neither married nor new to acting.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's correct. Who I thought of first.
So, who else gets acty in the singing department?
A-list that's married singer.
And it is specifically saying soon-to-be movie actress, because not a lot of movie work for this individual,
this
if there
Beyonce?
Is any. No.
Okay.
Do we know that she's going to be in an upcoming thing?
Yep.
Like, it's so obvious.
Not that it's so obvious, but it's definitely been highly talked about.
Okay. What do you think, Dawn?
It's a movie that a lot of people have been anticipating.
Dune? Okay, so I'm the only one anticipating.
I am, too.
No, I'm definitely anticipating that, but it's not the right
answer. I know,
answer.
But the broad, yes, the general public, maybe not so much.
Gosh, it's even hard for me to pinpoint who's married.
Okay, so now let's think of the husband. Is the husband an actor?
You will not know. I mean, I shouldn't say you won't. Okay. Didn't really know the husband until
this individual.
Okay,
that is a really good clue.
Mm-hmm. What kind of genre of music are we dealing with here?
Pop.
Poppy?
Mm-hmm.
So she's a pop star.
Katy Perry?
Nope.
Okay.
That would be scary.
Nuzzling up to...
And despite
we know...
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go on.
I was just going to say, we've known this individual for a long time, even though they're just a soon-to-be movie actress.
Is this Victoria Beckham? No, because you did, he's super famous.
Yeah. Because this is hard really because well we're known. Not going to, we're trying to think of like married, but the only reason we would know they were married is because we know the husband probably, so... Okay, so pop star, we've known her for a long time. So is she of a certain age?
She's younger.
Oh.
Okay. Oh.
You've known for a long time because she started working when she was very young.
Ariana Grande.
Oh! Good one. Okay, fill in the blanks.
She's with that realtor, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. No,
apparently he's...
No, I don't.
Buying more than houses.
Dalton Gomez. There's been a lot, talk here. We'll go through this. And we're talking here. I have talked in the past about how Dalton Gomez has been cheating on Ariana Grande. Now, apparently, there's video proof of Dalton and a woman at a club that is not a family member nuzzling up, touching, and kissing him.
Ooh.
I always wonder, though, with these videos, when were they taken? Can you prove that it was recent?
True.
You know what I mean? Like, not you, Mike, but just in general.
I will do my best. Yeah.
It could be from before he even knew her. I mean, that's what I would say if I was Dalton. I'm like, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, or he's just a big cheater pants. Now, did you imply that this has been the topic of conversation before?
So there has been actually some even worse allegations of Dalton in the blind items about abusive behavior towards Ariana Grande. And maybe that's why she struggles with some things that she might struggle with. So it's just I'm hoping all of that is false, though.
Well, if it is true, hopefully she'll kick that to the curb as quickly as humanly possible.
Right. Yeah,
absolutely.
All right. Well, I'd say that's a good one, but it's not. You got another one?
I certainly do.
Although
she is, and we might be introducing a new term here to Dawn, we'll find out. Although she is a yachter, this very young, barely able to drink woman is not the girlfriend of the A-list mostly movie actor. She has somebody else paying her bills. Never get your gossip from a thirsty, out-of-work actress.
Ooh.
Okay, so that would be Leonardo DiCaprio and that beautiful girl.
Yeah, I don't remember her name, but the out-of-work actress.
Yes. Megan, by the way, is Megan Roche is her name.
Megan
is
Roche.
That Hadid?
No.
Well, who was the one that said...
The tabloid said that friend of Gigi Hadid, but we don't know who that source is.
NT Lawyer is, I think, referring to maybe that different story that we talked about when this news broke.
Yeah.
About somebody going after him about his new girlfriend.
Yes. Yeah.
Remember who?
Oh.
I can't remember who
she
that
has
was.
Nothing to do with Danny Masterson.
Yeah. Oh, God. Who was it? Not Emily Blunt.
I'm saying that for a reason.
Wait. Oh.
She has nothing to do with Danny Masterson.
Busy Phillips.
There you go.
Not to be confused with Bijou Phillips.
Bijou Phillips, who we kept...
Well, I mean, it's easy to confuse those two.
All right, fill in those blanks for the audience who's now duly confused.
And starting it off, the Yatter reference. I actually had to look that up in the blinds. I was new to that.
What?
I didn't know that.
How do you not know what yachting is?
I don't know. That's NT new lawyer. To me. I'm new.
You're going to have to go read the... history notes.
There's a history notes? Okay, sorry. Yes, so...
Because yachting... Well, I'll explain, but fill in the blanks.
Although she's a yachter, apparently Megan is not. Megan Roche is not the girlfriend of Leonardo DiCaprio. That's what happens... Or she has somebody else paying her bills. Never get your gossip from a thirsty, out-of-work actress, referring to Busy Phillips.
Okay.
Dawn, do you want to explain to our good friend Mike what yachting is? And by that, I mean really just for the audience who doesn't
know. There are super, super rich people out there who... have entertainers on their yacht, and those girls are called
entertainers.
Those are usually super high profile models, sometimes Lindsay Lohan and sometimes accused Meghan Markle. They're called yacht trollops or something.
They are?
Yeah, they have there's a like a crude term for them that
What I know is, and what I feel like is the case. So, like, there's the story, and then there's what's probably the truth, right? Like, the story is the salacious, gossipy part. The anti lawyer totally leans in on hard, which is implying that all sorts of your favorite famous women have been yachters. And by that, I mean have gone on these very expensive yachts and have hobnobbed with very wealthy men. And sometimes in exchange for connections, jobs, money, whatever. Like, that's the sort of, like, you know, 50,000 feet movie version. Mm-hmm. But I think more realistically, it's like there are women, there are men, there are very powerful, rich people on these boats. And the people, men and women, who...
want to be surrounded by hot people.
Networking. Well, no, I'm saying that the non-rich people that are there are looking for opportunities, and I wouldn't blame them. But I don't think it's necessarily as cookie cutter as, like, there was one story wherein there's supposed to be this catalog where you can just, like, go through, like, if you're like a super billionaire, you can just go through this catalog and be like, I want this one and I want this one.
The Yacht Thoughts.
I want, you know, Katy Perry, and then I want...
Yeah.
Yikes.
But then you have to pay.
That seems like a bit of a stretch, but. Mm-hmm.
But they're paid to be there. Yeah. What they're doing there is
it's business,
their own
kids.
Business.
It's the oldest business in the world.
That's right.
Let's do another one.
Blinded by the item.
I won't go. Let's do this one here. This very young hit streaming actress certainly has a close relationship with the A-list director who keeps casting her. He usually only does that when he's sleeping with him.
Ew.
Ew. This isn't Jenna Ortega, is it?
Whoa! Oh,
who did Wednesday? Tim Burton?
Ew.
Also
doesn't surprise me at all.
Also doing Beetlejuice, who she was just cast in, or has been cast in and they've been working on. So,
okay, whatever.
Filling in the blanks. Jenna Ortega apparently has a very close relationship with Tim Burton, the director who continues to cast her. And Tim does that when he is sleeping with the individuals he's casting.
Okay.
So there you go.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
Don't do that. You don't bleep where you work.
Nope.
Or you don't bleep where you eat. What?
Yeah,
is that what it is? Don't bleep where you eat.
And don't be creepy like Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
You know?
Always great advice.
Generally well taken. Do you have a quickie in there?
I do have a quickie.
Right. Blinded by the item.
Save these other two for tomorrow, but here's a very quickie. This A-minus list actor / singer really needs to lay off the coke.
Well, that's not a lot to go on, Dawn.
So maybe some past blinds.
A-minus list actor
/ singer.
Oh, Donald Glover? Okay.
He's a singer. Is it a he?
Yes.
Okay.
A-minus list actor slash singer really needs to lay off the coke.
How about The Weeknd?
No.
Harry Styles.
No.
Nick Jonas.
No. Okay. I think more actor first, singer second.
Okay.
Even though that's not exactly how the career went, but that's how they're known.
Is his name Johnny Depp?
No.
Justin Timberlake.
Nope.
Okay, give us a genre, of music.
Of music, it's alternative rock.
I'm not going to know who this is.
You're going to know who this is.
Oh.
Again, think of the fact they're known more for the acting than they are for the music.
Okay.
They're what kind of movies?
All kinds.
Superhero?
Yes.
Oh.
A villain.
What?
A villain from one of the most popular superhero franchises that we've seen in Hollywood, done way too many times.
Jared Leto.
There you go.
Oh, you got there.
Is that why he's climbing a hotel wall in Berlin?
Yes, that's why.
Oh
yes,
my gosh, did you see that stupid footage?
No.
Oh, for God's sake.
Was he the Spider-Man?
That's exactly the joke everybody
made. You know, like he was crawling sideways on a TV set.
He's just decided to like rock climb, scale this wall.
Wow.
And
and
people were forming a crowd around him like, what are you actually doing? You're not going up that high, so we don't feel that scared. But what is this all about?
All the answers were like,
apparently,
spider high, spidey sense, spidey, all these different Spider-Man references, because they were all referencing that. This blind is referencing that exact story. So Jared Leto, according to Andy Lerner, needs to lay off the coke.
Mike, thank you so much for those very uplifting, optimistic, and positive blind items. When we come back, we are going to go even deeper in the blind items when Dawn and I bring you some extras right here on My Talk.
You're the reason I believe in love.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. We got to get into some more blind items here.
Blinded by the item.
All right, Dawn, should we go deeper in the blindies?
Yeah, let's do it.
Figure out this riddle. This D-list reality star says her puffy face wasn't due to plastic surgery. Oh, no.
Huh.
It was due to a chronic debilitating condition called sinusitis.
Sinusitis?
A sinus infection.
Okay. D-list reality star. Gosh. Do you have like a network for me or... Is it a judging situation?
Network. She's not a judge.
Okay, she's not a judge. Is it a housewife?
It is not a housewife.
Okay, that narrows down.
But I would say she has been known. I mean, if you looked at her, you'd say that lady's had some work done.
Okay.
So to say that it was sinusitis really strains credulity, as they say.
Okay. Elizabeth Hasselbeck?
Oh, no.
She started out on Survivor. Okay. Does she do anything else besides she was on this show?
Yes. In fact, she's gone on to do all sorts of things since the show that made her famous.
Ooh, okay.
Which is what's sort of kept her in headlines for all these years.
Okay. Kelly Clarkson?
She goes by a number of nicknames. Not Kelly Clarkson, though.
Okay.
You would know her most as a reality star. She does not have any signature talents beyond that that you would necessarily or that would preempt the reality star part.
Did the show happen a long time ago?
Yeah, but I mean relatively speaking, not too terribly far in the past. Mike, you got any ideas over there?
Oh man, D-list. I was instantly thinking a housewife as well, but you said no to that. So how
about the reality show? I would hone in on what kind of reality show.
Okay.
Maybe.
Is this a competition show?
No.
Okay. Is it?
It's kind of dark in some ways, but people were obsessed with it.
Oh,
by dark, I just mean not dark, but like things got real with these people.
Okay.
Was it a famous family?
No.
Okay.
So it's not a Duggar.
No.
Right. Oh my gosh.
She goes by a bunch of nicknames. She's not married. She goes by a bunch of nicknames.
Does she have a lot of children?
No, but you're getting warmer. You were thinking Octomom.
I was.
But it's not Octomom.
What about haircut?
Haircut?
Kate.
No. You're thinking of Kate.
Plus eight.
Plus eight. No,
yeah,
it's
John
not.
And Kate plus eight. Okay. Darn
no,
it.
But you're in the right neighborhood.
Okay.
Not Octomom.
Oh. Is it a little kid competition?
Octomom.
Is it little kid competition? Or no, like never mind. I was thinking of what's her
Dance
name?
Moms?
Yeah, I was thinking like Honey Boo Boo's mom or whatever.
No, but that's also a good guess. Okay. That would be.
Are we TLC land?
We are.
I think so. Okay. I don't remember the network the show was on.
Okay.
So again, not Octomom. Think of other moms from reality shows that
Dance
are famous.
Moms? No.
Like her name is blank mom.
Okay. Tan mom.
Nope. Close.
She wasn't on
very close. Show. Like substitute a letter.
Okay.
Or two. Not tan mom.
But Pam mom. She's Pam.
Lots of plastic surgery. Kind of a hot mess.
Oh.
Frequent conversation point in years past on this show.
Oh, shoot. Well, Tan Mom was for sure. This is...
Not Tan Mom.
White Mom.
What? Tan. Change a couple letters from... take one letter
Tampon.
Out.
Tampon.
From Tan Mom.
Okay.
And you'd get...
Tum Mom?
Mom.
Yeah, you got there. Do you know who Teen Mom is? Farrah Abraham?
Farrah Abraham.
Oh, we got there, you guys.
There's
okay.
There's been so many Teen Moms.
I'm going to, yeah, but she's known as, you know, Farrah Abraham.
Okay.
Backdoor Teen Mom.
Uh-huh.
This D-list reality star says her cheeks were puffy, not from plastic surgery, you guys.
Come on, girl.
She just had sinusitis. Now, to that end, I would like you to do me a favor and open this article.
Oh, sure.
And look to see. Let me just
where
put this here.
Where are you putting it? Okay.
Take a look at Teen Mom Farrah Abraham's sinusitis face and tell me that that's not plastic
surgery. Well, I'm sorry, but what happened to your lips? Because those are fillers. That's like injections.
Yeah.
This is so silly. I mean, are you trying to pull one over on us? Like, and you look like you've had a nose job.
She's had all the work.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Yeah, she's not fooling anyone.
And that's a wig.
Sorry. Oh, my God. Her whole look, it's a wig. Her whole look is...
is plastic.
Is very fake.
That's fine. Okay, Sparrow. We see you. We see you.
All right. So from Teen Mom, let's go to our next blind item.
Sure.
Blinded by the item.
This foreign-born A-list singer who went through a nasty divorce last year attended an event that a global superstar dominates. She did make an appearance in the country where her ex lives, because who wouldn't want to show off a budding relationship with someone who is far more popular than her ex?
Okay, Mike knows who it is. All right, breakdown. What are we looking for again?
Foreign-born A-list singer who went through a nasty divorce.
Yep.
Okay, foreign-born A-list singer who went through it's not Rihanna.
Nope. No.
Recently, a nasty divorce?
Last year.
Oh,
yeah.
In the last year.
Last
okay.
Year.
Okay. A foreign-born... Mike, give me a hint, because you know, but I don't want you to give it... Give
yeah,
the
I won't give
right
it
away.
To you. We talked about a different potential relationship with this person that would have been even more of a headline grabber, but that wasn't true.
Okay, I can't think. We don't have time. Go ahead.
It's, I believe, Lewis Hamilton and Shakira.
That's right.
Oh, Shakira!
Yes, she went back to Spain. So she went to the Formula One race in Miami where she saw Tom Cruise. But she was really there to see Lewis Hamilton, the big, big, big race car driver.
Mm-hmm.
Super popular. And then she went to Spain to watch his next race.
Oh, okay, so
and,
that's
you
where
know,
the smoke
Gerard
is.
Gerard lives there. Mm-hmm. And she should just pop in and out of that country because you've got some tax problems.
And right. According to my blinds, this works out really well for Lewis Hamilton because he's always on the search for a fake relationship.
Oh,
interesting. The plot thickens. Thanks for helping us go deeper, Mike. When we come back, what's in your bag? Dawn's opening her purse. We'll find out what's inside when we return. Wow. On My Talk.